This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
We are running with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon. The topic we're asking is, should social media platforms be responsible for regulating their user content? Do let us know. We have minimal updates. The poll numbers, yes, 61.4%, 38.6% over on Twitter. Our final story of the day is, now there's no longer any excuse for people who, like me, have said I'm too old to get on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Because
former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad is officially on TikTok, and his profile says, still young.
Now, do you not see any kind of coincidence with him joining TikTok and then later on this afternoon he's having a press conference about
allegedly
having a new political party?
I want to say yes, but also when reading the story and when going through this, I completely separated myself from all politics.
And you went, oh, look at the...
It's wholesome content.
Okay.
It's wholesome content.
All right. Let's go with that one.
Yeah,
then.
Because that alone, like still young, you can't say it isn't like very, very cute.
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Yes.
And his profile pic is of him and Tun Dr. Siti Hasma, which in this context, in this situation is also wholesome. Mm. His Chedet official TikTok account currently has about 65,000 fans.
What?
Yeah, and over 200,000 likes for the one video so far.
Wow.
Yeah. His first video was of him and Dr. Siti Hasma doing the I'm Just a Kid challenge. So it's basically where you take a picture of your current self, mm-hmm. and then you cut to an old pic of yourself when you were really young. So maybe it can be like 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago.
And it's overlaid with I'm Just a Kid by Simple Plan.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. We're not going to explain that trend further because that
ruins... No, you just go find it.
Yeah, just go find it. The video is also a tribute to the couple who celebrated their 64th wedding anniversary recently. Dr. Mahathir, who turned 95 last month, is the latest politician to join TikTok. Former youth and sports minister Syed Saddiq has also an account with over 140,000 followers, and he's very active on TikTok. Dr. Mahathir also has a Twitter account with 1.2 million followers, and on Instagram he has about 1.6 million followers. So very quickly, just again removing politics from the equation for a while and stepping out of all the drama that's going on, this is one of the cutest, most wholesome thing I've seen in a while, like just personally speaking. And when it comes to leaders and people in powerful positions, significant personalities, whether it's politics or actors or anything, who do things like this, I think it shows you segments of their life that aren't as serious, mm-hmm. or segments where they aren't taking themselves as seriously.
I also have to assume that he has someone running his TikTok account for him.
For sure, for sure.
And whoever is doing that, kudos to you, mm-hmm. because the challenge is great. The one that, they pick, because there's so many TikTok challenges and they could have picked any of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also the timing of the editing is great on the video, and it's so short, but it's so pleasant. It's like, it's just a nice 15 seconds of your life where you don't have to think about anything, but just be like, aw.
Mm.
Okay. I'll let you guys have that one then. I'll just leave it at
that. We need it, please.
We'll just leave it there. It's Friday, of course.
It is Friday. It was a nice story to end the Friday.
A nice, wholesome story to end the show with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Should social media platforms be responsible for regulating their user content? The final numbers as we wrap up the show. 127 votes. Mm-hmm. The numbers are of
61.4% for yes and 38.6% for no.
Christine.
We've got around 45 votes here in total on Instagram, and we have 67% yes, 33% no. No one wanted to tell me why.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I would have thought that people, would have responded a lot more on Instagram today. But there you go. It's time for us to wrap up, folks. We've finished our Friday show. The other team, of course, will be back here on Monday. Frida and Audrey will be joining you in the studio. But we are about to say goodbye. The story that we started off with, of course, was that should social media platforms be responsible for regulating their user content? We heard from Jonathan Davies. He is the managing director of GetCraft Malaysia. We also had an official statement from a TikTok Malaysia spokesperson. And we were talking about a couple of articles, the one where Instagram launched the Are You Sure thing not too long ago, Facebook and Twitter both reprimanding Donald Trump and his son, mm-hmm. Banning his son for 12 hours of tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a bit of a longer ban.
Yeah, 12 hours. Should have been.
It's neither here nor there, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had the second story, which was
about how Instagram definitely did not copy TikTok at all with their new US rollout of Reels.
And then we spoke about how Dr. Mate is officially on TikTok via Chedid Official.
That's all the time we've got for today. But stick around. Of course, you might want to have a listen to the Breakfast Grill replay. From being named as a potential Prime Minister candidate to his recent move to dissolve the Sabah state elections, Datuk Sri Shafi Abdal has been front and centre in local politics in recent weeks. But how exactly does he plan to weather an election amidst a pandemic and a recession? And what kind of Malaysia would he steer us towards should he really wind up becoming Prime Minister? The Breakfast Grill found out from the man himself. That's all coming up very shortly. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj, Christian Wong, have yourselves a lovely weekend. We'll be back in about a week's time. This is BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.